Yes?
Speaker McCormick, 2193.
Honey, get somebody to come in here. They've still got this wind up that's freezing in the little office. They got my people parked around in the other office.
Yes, sir.
John, I did find out that was correct about Bill Green. I talked to his wife.
I know you did, because I talked with the doctor, and he told me how you had talked with Mrs. Green.
Yeah.
He says he's quite ill and is a touch-and-go condition.
Oh, God, I sent him some flowers. Now, tell me, how did your petition go?
Well, I guess last I heard, about 10 minutes ago, there was 101 signatures on there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's good to have that go, you know, get as many as we can.
Yeah, yeah. How many are you going to get? 150?
Well, I don't know about today, 150. I doubt that.
Mm-hmm.
Between now and tomorrow, we might.
Mm-hmm. I'd sure get as many as I could, as soon as I could.
John Young is signing it.
That's wonderful. Yeah, they told me they're going to get 5 or 6 from Texas, and that makes me mighty happy, getting better. Under your leadership, that just shows that we can even improve Texas.
By the way, I'm going to put John Young in Homer Thornberry's place.
Yeah, that's wonderful. Well, he's the man that ought to be there.
I wouldn't go out of Texas. You know that.
I know that. I knew that. I knew that.
I know that. But Brooks wasn't interested, and Jim Wright wasn't interested.
That's right.
And I just simply took the position that Texas I wasn't going to go out of.
Yeah.
While no state's entitled to an inherent right, it'd be an insult to a state with 21 delegations. And I then took them in seniority as to the men who I thought would be right.
That's right.
If John Young wasn't interested, I'd have had to land on Henry Gonzalez.
Yeah, you might tell Adam Clayton Powell and Ms. Green both that I got a report this morning on how they handled that conference, and I sure am pleased that they're working on that education bill, because we could have a good record on education, and I think they made real progress this morning.
Wonderful, and I'm happy. And then they're going to bring up the higher education in the Senate too, if you understand.
Well, I hope they do. They told me that's what they wanted to get done. I haven't talked to the senators, but the House told me that they wanted to get them to do that, and I hope they do.
That they agreed that they'd bring up.
I think Martz agreed. I think he agreed, and I believe he will. Anyway, you tell them that I called you and complimented them and made you feel mighty good.
Fine.
Now,
you're contending with John Young, are you?
Oh, you betcha. Son, Barney Baruch's here. Wouldn't you like to say a word to him?
I'd love to.
Mr. Speaker?
Hello, Mr. Baruch.
Wait just a minute. Here he is.
Yes, you can. John McCormick, the Speaker.
Hello.
Hello, Mr. Baruch. How are you?
I can't hear you. I'm deaf.
Hello.
Talk loud.
Hello.
Wait till I try it this way. Hello.
Can you hear me now?
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Hello.
Yes. Can you hear me?
Mr. McCormick?
Yes, Mr. Baruch.
This is Baruch. I'm very deaf and dumb, you know.
Wow.
I'm awful nice of you to call me up, and I hope sometime to come and see you.
You'll always be as welcome.
I can't hear you, but I want to tell you I'm with you as I am with the president.
Well, thank you, and you're as welcome as the flowers in May.
That's good. He said to tell you, John, he's with you like he was with me.
Fine, and you tell him I said he's as welcome as the flowers in May anytime.
He says you're as welcome as the flowers in May anytime. Okay, John, thank you very much, Mr. Speaker. You tell Green and Adam Clayton and any of the rest of them how pleased I am. We just got to pass some of these things. Now, Republican newspaper man gave me yesterday what they're putting out about the Senate and the House and what we've passed as of this time of the year compared to Eisenhower's thing. And I think Halleck and Dirksen and them, some must be kind of playing with that. They brought me one of the fellows gave me a little chart that shows in 1955 that they'd passed every appropriation bill by July the 29th, even though he had an opposition Congress. That in 63 they'd only passed 6 appropriation bills and they still had 7 more to go. That in the Senate in 1955 they'd been in session 105 days. This year they've been in session 175 days, so we've been in session 70 days more. But we passed 880 laws, public and private, 55, and we only passed 363. 390 public laws compared to 190. Now, they're putting out that stuff, and they want to hold us up. And I would find every darn thing I could that's possible to squeeze out of that committee in the morning and afternoon between now and the 20th and try to bring them up and pass them, because...
Oh, my God, nobody's been working hard enough.
I know you have. I know you have, but I'm just saying that you made great progress now this morning. You'll get two good education bills. And
I understood that the Senate's got to bring the higher one.
Well, I haven't had that understanding. I don't know, but yeah. They tell me that Morris told them that, so I can't give any more assurance for the Senate than I can give for the House. As you know, I can't tell you what you take up first. All I can do is express the hope. And
well, as far as I'm concerned, I don't give a damn. But Powell and them feel that they're trying to that they might be a.
That's right.
Where they won't bring the
well, I told him, I told Powell, and I told Ms. Green to tell Larry to talk to him, and Lister doesn't want to bring him up, and Morris does, and so they'll have to settle it over there, and we hope that.
In the vocational, there's the impacted school area bill that so many is interested in.
That's right. Well, we made some progress. Now, if we can just go over the committee list and ask the chairman. Wilbur Mills reported this foreign investment bill the other day.
He told me that I made a report to you. You haven't got it through Larry O'Brien's office. That the Treasury told him that they'd be satisfied if he got the bill out this before Christmas and bring it up in January.
They are, and that's the trouble with them. They're so damn satisfied down here that we're going to have a terrible record if they don't quit doing that. What we ought to do is get everything passed as quick as we can, and you help me.
Well, I'm doing. Now, what about Passman? When will we see Passman?
Anytime you want to, whenever he's ready. You just tell me when you want him to come down, and we'll both see him.
Fine, Mr. President.
But he's not going to touch his bill till the 12th, and that's going to make it way over next year. And that's something that ought to happen.
But it's important for us to try and get the bill come out as big as possible.
It is, and it's important to us to try to get him to get it as quick as possible.
What I'd suggest is this, that when we go down, we go in the back door.
That's good.
And might be preferably towards the nighttime.
That's good. You just write the ticket. Do you ever saw a fella cooperate? I'm a cooperator.
And you know where I am.
I sure do. But now let's get this stuff moving. Let's get them where they can say we're passing something.
Well, we've got the foreign aid authorization bill up now.
That's good.
On conference report.
Well, now, what you tell them when they get through with that, you tell your newspaper men up there that you're moving, that you're rolling, that you're getting stuff passed. You passed the foreign aid authorization today. You got your education out tomorrow. Give them a sense of moving. If you don't, these Republicans, they're all playing politics now, and they want to leave the impression that there's no use of doing anything. We better go on home. Bo Goldwater gave out a big interview while he's on active duty in the Air Force.
They're doing it because of their love for you.
Goodbye.
Right.
Waiting. Yes, please.